to build the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll all be aficionados about how the Avoda has to be done on Yom Kippur. So let's take up the Gemara where we left off last week. Take up the Gemara from let's see where we should start. Let's take that from about six lines at the top of the page. Otherwise, we're going to start in the middle of a piece of the law. We want to know the issue is to, because Gemara is going to settle on the source for where we know the five tefillahs from, and then also where we know the Asura Kedushin from. How do we know about the five tefillahs and the ten kiddushim? Talmud Loimar said at the beginning of Parshas Achimus, Sonas Bad Yilbosh, and that he's taking off the big dezor with which he was makrev the korban tamid shel shachar, and he's beginning the avodas hayom of Yom Kippur, and he's putting on the big day Sonas Bad Kodesh Yilbosh. And there it talks about Rochatz of Sora B'mayim, or the Mata Shukon of Mishanam, the Avoidal Avoidish, and Torn Tfilah. That he needs Tfilah. So now the Gemara says, well, what direction we will go? If we started with the big day Zohar, the Talmud Shel Shachar, and he went to the big day Lovon for the Avoidah Yom Kippur. So that's going from big day Zohar to big day Lovon. How do you know Ashkham of the big day Zohar to big day Lovon? The big day Lovon, the big day Zohar, and when it goes back again from big day Lovon to big day Zohar, how do you know he has to do that? The Gemara says, Minayim, Tonad with Rabbi Shmuel, Kav Chaimra. Ma big day Lovon. That we have big day Lovon. Chain Kaparos and Maruba. The Rashi says, what does Kaparos and Maruba mean? Kaparos and Maruba means that you use it throughout the year for Kapar. And big day Lovoners ain't kaparos and maruba. Why Rashi says in the top of the page? So as compared to unen tefila, big day zoshen kaparos and maruba, ain't no dinshin unen tefila. So Rashi on the top of the page says kaparos and maruba. Shem shamish behen kol yimayis hashona. He wears the big day zov the whole year, and it's mechaper all the days of the year. I'm going to wear this name when you wear big day lovon. Yom Kippur, I mean, I'm a chaperes of Yom Kippur, and Allah Tumas Mikdush Mekadosho. The Avodas Pnim has to do with a kapora for violating the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, becoming the Tumah, and even kachim the Tumah. That's the ikra of what it is. Kedamina Mishavua, so the Gemara goes into the Karbonas Achag, is the subject of the very first Gemaras in the Sefer Shmuz. The Chattas, for example, of each day, and what it's Mechak. So the Gemara goes through all the various Yom and Tovim, what the korban of that Yom is Mechap. So the korban is Pnim of Yom Kippur, Mechap, or Tumas Midrash, Mekadosh. So, but it's only once a year, and that's in Kaparos and Meruba, Yom and Tovim. So Big Day Kodesh, Kaparos and Meruba, Big Day Zov, Kaparos and Meruba, that you were a whole year, and it didn't shut to Yom and Tovim, it shouldn't any Tovim. The Gemara says this is not exactly a Salat Kavachalim, because there was a different way to comment. You could ask, "Ma the big day lovan shekin yichmas koyin lefnai v'lefnu." The big day lovan have something unique to them, and that the koyin goes lefnai v'lefnu. It goes to the kachik kachik, which is a very unique and holy experience. So, how can you then learn out big day zog that putting on the big day zog, which don't have the capacity to license them to go into the Kochi Kochim should have to have tefillah. So what says Hainu de Kasane, that's why at the end of the Brisa said the following. It said, V'omer big day kodesh hain, and the Pesach should read as the Rashash amended, not the Rochat b'mayim es b'soro. The b'mayim is misplaced. Rochat b'mayim es b'soro elevation. So Rashi explains that what does it mean, big day kodesh hain? Let's take a look at the Rashi. He's still here. Rashi will explain to us the meaning. Not for him in the Rebbe, the concern is about Kodesh Yilbosh. That when he puts on the big day law, when it's Barachas, Mamayim, Ruesham, let's go to the mikvah, and then put them on. Omar Rebbe, the Frushim Asitim Le'el Ka Bahadur. He's coming to explain the Braisa that we had before. Hayro de Gesari Bemilsa, the Rebbe, at the end, they threw on a pasuk. Remember, Big Day Kodesh, Ayn? Ba'ochi Dorosh, Ayn. Tola Akos of Tamak Mila B'shosh, Ayn, Big Day Kodesh. Big Day Kodesh. The Lamedachosh, Ayn, Chalipa, is Big Day Kodesh, Bo'biyom. Every time you change Big Day Kodesh to Orentino. And at the bottom line, that maybe you could argue that the Big Day Zog is not as Kodesh as the Big Day Lover. Big Day Zog, they're in Kodesh, they're undoubtedly Kodesh. But I, as a Zor, cannot go into the base of Middash and say, you know something? I want to play Kohen Gadol today. Give me the Big Day Kahuna. Tell me, take a hike. The Big Day Kahuna are not for a costume. The Big Day Kahuna have Kedusha. Are you a Kohen? A Kohen will give you Big Day Zog. I'm rather a pig. A Kohen Gadol will give you Big Day Zog. If not, take a hike. Can't put them on. It's the Big Day Kodesh. So therefore, that's what it says, Big Day Kodesh Hain. Whenever you're putting on Big Day Kodesh, it's Barachat, Barayim, Fisora, Ulevashon. You have to do Kila. So the Gemara says, B'chomesh Avodas, and there were five Avodas, I mean, it's five times, which caused the changing or putting on different clothes. Hey, what are those? Tomet Shoshacha, the Korban Tomet Shoshacha, which he does on Big Day Zov. Avodas Hayoyim means the Avodas, which he does in the Heichal and in the Lefnai with the Kodesh Kedoshim for Yom Kippur, which is specifically Yom Kippur. Those are the Big Day Novum. Then he comes out again and does Eilo Ve'Eilo Om, his Eil and the Eil of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Big Day Zov. That's outside the building of the Reis HaMikdash. But then, as we saw before, he left behind the Kaf and the Machta, the shovel in which he brought the coals. And the cup is the spoon in which you brought the incense for the Keteris that he's going to burn inside the Kotcha Kotcha. And that since he's going in now, he's going to take them out of the Kotcha Kotcha. So he has to end the Kotcha Kotcha. And if that's the case, he has to be the Big Day Lover. He comes out of there. And I was going to do the Tomat Shabbat Arbayim. So he has to complete the way of the day with the Tomat Shabbat Arbayim. And that's the Big Day Zog. Then he has to put on Big Day Zog. So now we know there's a notion of tefillah. And when I should call tefillah tzura tzricha beis kedusha, where do we get the idea that every tefillah needs two kedusha? Like we said, there are 10 kedusha in the day. So two are associated with each tefillah. Where did this come from?
Where is the
idea of kedusha?
What about the lighting of the menorah that wasn't done on Yom Kippur?
It was, that's your mitzvah which applies every day. It's just the din kohen gadol has to do all the avodas on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, so but karban tamid is done every day too, and it's listed. How come the lighting of the menorah is not listed?
We're going to get to it. We're going to see later. We'll run into this, I believe, later on. Just hang on. On the next daf, I think we're going to run into this. So just let's wait. Minayin shabok trilo trilo tzricho beis kedushin. That everyone needs two kedushin. Talmud loymar poshad barochatz v'lovash. In the psukim, as we saw, it said he should take off the garment. Then it says barochatz, and the next psukim it says v'lovash. The barochatz is in between taking off one set of clothes and putting on another. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh reads it as if it said barochatz in association with each. A barochatz in association with poshad, and a barochatz in association with lovash. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's very nice. But if you're learning from that pasuk, then we should eat tefillah twice. Where do we get two kedusha? The Gemara says, hi, the tefillah suit. That's talking about tefillah. Rochatz generally in the Torah is a reference to tefillah. Rochatz b'mayim v'toher means to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, if ain't a winning the tefillah, you don't need this pasuk for tefillah. Why? The nafkalei the Big Day Kodeshayim. We already learned from Big Day Kodeshayim that you have to do the tefillah, Big Day Kodeshayim, that every all changes of garments need tefillah. We had a hekesh for that. Today you winning the kiddush. So since we don't need it for tefillah, so it must be that we need it for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But the Makshin of the Gemara is a nudnit. He doesn't give in yet. He's right not to give in. He says, V'lichta v'rachamana v'loshin kiddush. Okay, so you're telling me that this Verochatz means to be Mekadosh Yehens. It doesn't mean Tefillah. Then write to be Mekadosh Yehens. Why are you writing the Roshan of Verochatz, which normally means Tefillah in the Torah? You know, so this is the problem of the Rabbein HaKodesh. So Rabbein HaKodesh learned Tefillah. At the beginning of the parasha, when it says about Kodesh Yilbosh, and there it said Verochatz, which referred to the Tefillah. So this Verochatz, I don't need, I have no need for the Tefillah. And I don't even have a need for it for the Big Day Zohar at this point because I have Big Day Kodesh Haim. So I have a Hekish to compare all the golden need Tefillah. So what do I have? This one refers to Kiddush Adayim Bereglayim. Well, it refers to Kiddush Adayim. So write that. What do you write? Baruch Hatzor. Our answer is a Kamash on the Tefillah to Kiddush. It's telling me that Tefillah has the same din as Kiddush. What does that mean that Tefillah has the same din as Kiddush? By Kiddush, we're welcome Kiddush. Where is the Kiyor found? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. We put it outside. The Kohen goes in and he washes his hands when he's inside. Tefillah, we're welcome Kiddush.
Yeah, they were in the Tefillah spot.
What?
In the back of the plank and dishes where I cleaned out that salt.
I'm not Michael.
David, you have to mute yourself.
I just muted him.
David.
Oh. So, the tefillah, there are four tefillahs which are Arachil. The first tefillah of the day we saw when he comes from his house at the Beis HaMikdash in the morning of Yom Kippur with the rice, and there's no dim tefillah. That tefillah is midrabon. And he said the purpose of that tefillah is to cause him to stop, make him stop and think, perhaps, that somewhere he got tummy along the way, as he's coming in, so right when he's about to enter, go into the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to do that tefillah. So that tefillah is not actually a chiyuv, it's not a term, so it's a midrabon, he should stop and think about his status. But the four tefillahs during the day, when he changes the government from one suit to the next, those all have to be done. Daf b'mokum kodesh, al kiddush b'mokum kodesh, al tefillah b'mokum kodesh. Therefore, even though it's talking about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but it wrote it v'loshen v'rochatz to allude to me that the rechitzah is parallel to the din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Just as kiddush yadayim v'raglayim can only be done inside the mikdash. So the four tefillahs that we're talking about can also only be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi from here. Hi, the tefillah b'ksiv. The ksiv b'sorah. Barochat v'alayim is b'sorah. It doesn't mean his hands. It says his whole flesh. So certainly it must can't be talking about the kiddush. Right? They must be talking about tefillah. Och, garsim. They know even the tefillah that after the big kiddush ain't. The requirement between the learn from the pasuk of the kodesh, treyo the inyan kiddush. So therefore, we have to say that it's talking about the chiddush of kiddush. Why do we write it in this fashion? Of kamash polon the daf b'loshen tefillah, since the Torah expressed kiddush, but used the term which is normally conventionally used for tefillah, yafinim tefillah minay. So therefore, we learn tefillah from it. So what did we learn? Ma'kiddush b'mokom kodosh. Kiddush sibo b'mokom kodosh. Af tefillah is habois machmas machlefo is hayoyim. The tefillah, which is necessitated by changing his begotten during the day, that is also b'mokom kodosh. Av a tefillah rishayin aliyalfus b'nei, the first tefillah of the day, you can't learn from this. Without the rice, he is not a din derisa, so that's he can't be derived. But the ones who are changing the clothes have to be remarkable coverage. That's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, now what does it mean? What does it want with Rabbi Yehuda? That's what Rashi says. The Matkale Lahai called it Tfilas Big Dezov. He said that how do we know he did a Big Dezov? So he didn't learn it from Big Dekodesh. But he learned it since when he came out from the Machta, going from Big Day Lova to Big Day Zov, and it says Barochatz. So that's how he learned that there's a din of Tefillah for putting on the Big Day Zov, and he changed from Big Day Lova to Big Day Zov. So it comes out that that pasuk of Barochatz, according to him, means tefillah doesn't mean kiddush yadayim ragalai. So how do we do this? So therefore, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda the Matkalei the High Crow the tefillah speak days off. The doors big the kiddushayim when he doesn't dash big the kiddushayim kiddush minole. How does he know the idea that there's 10 kiddushim? Where did that come from? The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minole. Now the name of the Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimei. So if we'll turn back our voice like to Amud Aleph for a moment. We're going to have Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, learned from a Kal V'Chayim. That's what he learned. Shimon, he said about, let's say, 18 lines on the bottom of the page. If you see where the Tosis in Mabu Mokum, the next to the bottom Tosis is, so go up from the one, two, three more lines up from there in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Aymer, Kal V'Chaymer, Umab Mokum She'ein Tov Tefillah, at a place where you don't need Tefillah. Means when you come right normally to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no dinner Tefillah on a regular day. But nevertheless, it's Kiddush, Ton Kiddush, right? It says if you're not, you doesn't do the Kiddush, Adayim V'Raglayim, it's Chayav Misa. Malcolm Shiton Tefillah in a place where the Torah added the extra requirement of Tefillah is Eidodin Shiton Kiddush. And certainly you should need Kiddush. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the Pasuk Barachah to refer to Tefillah, doesn't refer to Kiddush. So therefore he learns with the Kal V'Chaymer of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon that the Kohen when he comes in the morning to the base of Kiddush on a regular day, a whole year, what's the din? And then when I tell it's even true on Yom Kippur, but what he did, does not have to go to the mikvah when he comes, unless he knows himself to be Tamid that would require him to go, but he does have to be Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim with the Kiyah. So we see even in a place where there's no Tefillah, it's a din of Kiddush Yadayim. So when there's a din of the Torah said you have to be extra careful about the Tyra, we demand extra levels of Tyra. So then, if he has to do Tefillah, Lachos Kamal Kamal, he should have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So this is the limud that the Gemara made for Rabbi Yehuda to explain how Rabbi Yehuda came to this. Okay. Now we're going to follow through on the Aveda HaKodesh. There's going to be a dispute a little bit between Rav Chisda and someone later on in the Gemara of Acham Yaakov, we're going to have a dispute as to what exactly his sheet is, when exactly he requires the Kiddush. Now, we're going to see, we'll come back to this as soon as we get there in the Gemara. There's a Machlokes really earlier in the Gemara between the Meir and the Rabbanon, when exactly each Kiddush is necessary. It's Omer Rav Chisda, Hoder Rebbe. Now, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, this is an important step in understanding the Gemara. Omer Rav Chisda, let's see the Rashi, please. Kosova Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's sheet is Dafka Omer Rebbe. Since he learned from the Pasuk, Kuposhat Barachat, Barachat Barachat, it's as if it said Barachat twice, once on taking off the old set and once on putting on the new set. The Shnei Kiddushim Hem Shita Urevisha. You have to do Mimekadosh hands and feet twice from the time you take off one until you put on the other. How is this? Echad lifnei tefillah, echad acharei, kodem levisha. So according to him, it's being pshita levisha. You take the whites off, the big day lover, and he does kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Then he goes into the mikvah. Then he comes out and does kiddush yodayim v'raglayim again. And then he puts on the big day, so that's the way he understood Rabbeinu HaKodesh Rebbe.
That's very unwieldy because he has to go from the Lishkas HaParva where he has the mikveh down to the Kiyar and then go back and forth.
That's what comes out twice. Yeah.
Yes, they can't bring the water from the Kiyar to him.
I don't believe so. I think
it's so. He's going back and forth.
Now listen, that's why the Kohen Gadol or whatever he was, you know, it was a tough day's work. the Beis HaMikdash is a big place and he had to run around the whole place himself.
And plenty of time.
Yeah, but you need a lot of kayach. Time is one thing, but kayach is another thing.
Also, he was unclothed.
Well, we'll see exactly.
I mean, he had to be put on a bathrobe. He's walking around the base.
No, they spread a thing for him, no?
Yeah, but that was just around the mikveh, not a throne.
Let's see, we shall see. Now, so therefore he goes, let's follow through what happens. So now, this is where's Rav Chisda? Let's go back to Rav Chisda. He did not agree with the Rabbanon that we had before, and not with the Meir. Why is this? So let's see Rashi. It is when Mapkum with the Rab Meir. So according to the way Rav Chisda understood, is Lova Shneki Dushman Shita, Ulavisha, from Lifnei Tfilu Lacha, Lacharea, Koydam Lavisha. It's Mapkum with the Rab Meir. Moitzis, Moitzis, Hal, He, Michlau, this excludes Rameya's sheep. Why? Because no sphere like Rameya. Abu Gavdamina must nisa. The way he set it up is Poshat the Kiddush, Yod of Aragla, the sphere like Kiddush and Lifnei Atvila, the Kiddush before the Tvila. Is Achab Shitahu, is after he took off his clothes. So that he agrees with. That you take off the clothes and then you do the Kiddush. The kiddush alivnei tefila is achab shitahu, but nevertheless polagalei miya b'kiddush sheni. But he argues in the kiddush sheni, the second, with Rav Meir. Why? The Gaomar achal levisha hu. There he said it's after levisha. But the Gesori Brayso the Rav Meir le lovash kiddush yod v'raglo. Rav Meir holds that when you do the second kiddush, after you put on the clothes. And here, according to Rav Chisda, he did both in the middle, in between when he took off one and before he put on the next one. So in the Kiddush Basra, Rav Meir held that it's after the Levisha, and Rav Meir HaKadosh, the way Rav Chisda understands him, is in between the two Levishas. And that is as far as Rav Meir is concerned, that he doesn't hold that. Matkum de Rav Meir, Matkum de Rabbonon, Matkum de Rabbonon, Dilo Rabbonon Amre. The Rabbonon say that when does he do the Kiddush, the first Kiddush? Kishuhu Lovush Mekadosh. Because they learned out that just as he does the second one, right, of the Kishu Lovash Mekadosh, that's when you have to do it. And because they said just as you do the second one after you are dressed. So similarly, you do the first one before you take off the clothes while you're still wearing those clothes, not after you took them off. V'yu Omar, the way he learned in Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Kishu Poishet Mekadosh, that he's no longer wearing the clothes when he does the first kiddush. Umatkum with the Rameya. The Rameya, Romanach, Kiddush Basu, Kishu Lovush, the Kaddish. Rameya says the Kiddush Basu is after he put on the clothes. The Romanach, Kishu Poishit, the Kaddish. Well, he's before he puts on those clothes. So they say, according to Rav Chisda, Rameya Kaddish has a different view than both Rabbanan and Rameya in terms of where the Kiddush Shadayim were aligned. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Acha Bar Yitzchak said, no, I don't agree with you. Hakol Moedim B'Kiddush Sheni Sheloiv Vesh V'Acha Tach Mekadosh. Nobody disagrees with that. That the second one, the Rabbanan also agree. In other words, according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he needs to say, Hakol Moedim Sheni B'Kiddush Sheni Sheloiv Vesh V'Acha Tach Mekadosh. That's not subject to any dispute. Less man the poet. How do we know that my time with Omakro, Begishtam on the Mizbeach? It says, Begishtam on the Mizbeach is then you have to wash your hands. That's the parsha. He said, Machusar al Gisha. The possession of Machusar al Gisha, Gisha. That it will come out that you have to do another thing. In other words, once you put all Begishtam on the Mizbeach, he said, Machusar al Gisha. Let's see Rashi till here. And we'll see Hakol Moedim, meaning to say, who's that Hakol? I mean, there are those that disagree. But I come out of my fellow rabbis, Kiddush Hasamach, Livnei Avayda, Kishu Lovash Mekadosh. The one that's next up against the beginning of the Avayda is Kishu Lovash Mekadosh. First he puts on the begodin, and then he does the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So this is what he's saying. So Begishtam on the Mizbeach, that Mishayna Mechusar when Gisha, when you wash your hands, that's what the Parsha was talking about. When you wash your hands, the next step has to be ready, that you're ready to do the Avodah. It can't be anything that's interspersed in between that you still have to do. So if you're going to tell me that at this point he does the Levisha and he still has to do, now he has to do the Kiddush, and then he has to do the Levisha, and then he can first go to do the Avodah, then it doesn't fit into the Pasuk, as Megishtam al Mizbeach. That from the Rechitza, you have to be ready straight to go to the Mizbeach. Everyone, according to Rav Ach, agrees that the, even Rabbeinu HaKadosh agrees that the final Kiddush is before, that is already put on the Megodim is going to will. Now let's make a note before we go to the next step. We'll make the next step clear. Everyone, we learned all the way back on the top of Lava Beis on the hour, everyone agreed that there were 10 Kedushim and 5 Tfilas. There were not 9, so we had a Shaila, the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, so we probably found an extra Kiddush for them at the end of the day when he took off finally the big days open, the last time of the day. And that was the 10th. Rav Meir had 10 before then, because he had one dealing with the putting on the big day lovin in the first place. But everyone holds there are 10. Now, what's going to happen now, we have a dispute as to where the last Kiddush takes place. Can it take place before the Levisha or after the Levisha? Now, if everybody could hold from everybody, if you could conceivably say, listen, you know what? I'm an Ish Shalom. I agree with everybody. Everybody's right. So what's going to happen? How many Kiddushim are we going to have? 15. Right? We have 5 on the Pshitas Begodim before. 4. And putting on the Begodim, we're going to have 1 before and 1 after. So we're going to wind up with 3 each time instead of 2. So we're going to wind up with 15 Kiddushim. And nobody holds from 15 Kiddushim. So that's what the Gemara, that was the observation of Rav Ach. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Lo Rav Chizda Islei the Rav Acha. Rav Chizda cannot possibly agree with Rav Acha. You can't make such a sheet up. So, well, everybody agrees with everybody. But the Rav Acha Islei the Rav Chizda. Nor can Rav Acha hold like Rav Chizda. Because Rav Chizda has an extra Kiddush before the Begodim. And Rav Acha has a Kiddush after the Begodim. And we have one for the Pshitas of Begodim. The Imkei, the Rebbe, have a Luch HaMeisa Kiddush. We have 15 Kiddush. And that doesn't go to Allah, otherwise you'll see that there are 10. So it must be that they are, we cannot make a Pshita, which says, you know, I have all the Chumras. I have a Kiddush on the Pshita, and I have a Kiddush before the Levisha, and a Kiddush after the Levisha. Now, we can't have such a Pshita. It's an impossibility. Because then you're going to blow apart the 10th Kiddushim of Yom Kippur. That's Allah, otherwise you'll see that. You know, it's 10 and not more. Let's do Rashi to the Rabbi Yisai. Akol Moedim. Vafilo Rebbe Shakidish Asomuch Lifnei Avoida Kashulovish Mikacha. Even Rebbe says that first he puts on the Begodim, that is Mikavish. It's Loi Rav Chizda, the Omer Milsa, the Rebbe, Daf Kaboy Shnei Kedushin, Ben Pshit Ulvisha. He puts in, there are 2. He says you have to have 2. In between the removing one set and putting on the next set, there are 2 Kedushin wrapped around the tefillah. So he cannot hold this like the Rav Acha. The Omer Kiddush Acha Levisha Bina. Rav Acha said he will Kiddush after Levisha. So Loi Rav Acha, the boy Kiddush Somuch La'avoido. This like the Rav Chizda. The boy in the Rebbe Shnei Kiddushim Bishu'ara, before he gets dressed, in came the Islu Vahadodi. If they would hold from each other, have a little Rebbe Gimel Kiddushim Chotvi. Veish Bishu'ara, Echot Bishu'lovush. That cannot be. So therefore, we know that these 2 man, the Omrim, are not in agreement with each other. If you cannot conceivably, even if the Gemara is saying, you cannot conceivably combine these 2 sheets and say, oh, and I'll say that I hold from both. That's an impossibility. That you can't have. One or the other, You have to take one position or the other. You cannot take multiple positions. So this is Rabbi Yisrael. So now you know, before you come to Yom Kippur, you have to start Poshat Yodah V'Tovah, all over this topic. Start here from Lamed Aleph from the days. And you have all the whole story of the Kohen Gadol and all this, the five tefillos and the ten kiddushim that he has to. You start from a Mishnah earlier, you have even the startings of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash as the day started. So, but right here, this last platter, this is most of the Avodah, a big chaluk of the Avodah that we're going to go through, because as the Avodah unfolds in the Maxi on Yom Kippur, it traces when he went to the Mikvah, when he did the Kiddush, etc. So this is the sugya that we just did in the Gemara. But then it says the following. After this point, when he came to the Mikdash in the morning, they brought him as a tomit, put on the big day zol, kiddush yod of ragla, reviolo as a tomit korpse. When another person completes the shchita. We'll see exactly what it means to complete the shchita, but he expands, and the reality of the Gemara's maskana means he expands the cut that the Kohen Gadol made. We're going to see at the end of the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol must be that he cut enough that it's a kosher shchita without him. Because if he didn't, then he is someone else is doing the avodah on Yom Kippur. That can be. But after he did his part, so then another Kohen cuts it the rest of the way, and we'll see why in a moment in the Gemara.
Does the Kohen Gadol leave the knife in the neck?
I don't think, or he gives it to him. I'm not sure he would give it to him, I presume. But the shechit is finished. I mean, what the Gemara thought in the Habamim, I can't even understand for another reason. How did the Gemara think that someone else completed the shechit? Why wouldn't you have Shehi in such a case? That's puzzling to me, the Gemara's Habamim. Like one of the five Allah of the Sinai, and what you can't do by shechit. And one of the things you can't do by shechit is you can't stop. Shechita has to be, it's, I guess, a super superficial stop. That's super superficial because the Kohen is the Shechit is a ladder. You don't only Shecht in one direction. You can push the knife forward and pull the knife back, etc. But it has to be smooth. Any halt along the way is already considered Shechit. So, Violos Atomic Kortzo. My Kortzo. What is Kortzo? You know, it's a shchit, I know it is. What is korzo? Amaruda lishin diktolu. Korzo means to kill someone. That's what the lishin of korzo is. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Micro, where did this come from? So there's a pasuk in here. Egla yafyu, mitzrayim, korat mitzofim. So, Chorus with suffer bogo. My mashma that it came. The how do you mash? Where do you see that this means ketolo? With the targum of Yosef, Malka Yoy Avim Mitzrayim. There was a proper or an established kingdom was Mitzrayim. Avim in ketolo, murderous nations mitzapono, Yesunalo. They came, and they destroyed Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's the lashon. What's the lashon we have? It's korat mitzofen bo. So that means korat, we said, means murderous, means killer. So therefore, that's a lashon of korat. Now, as we'll see, probably why it used the lashon of korat here, it doesn't use the conventional lashon of shechita. We'll see in a moment. I think we'll be able to understand. Korat obekama. So, how much do you kill it? In other words, how much does he have to do? Is Omar Ula Baroim Shnayim, right? There are two simonim, right? He has to cut the esophagus and the trachea to do a shechita. So he has to cut through rove of the diameter of each of them. That makes a kosher shechita by an animal. The Chayin Omar Rabbi Yochanan Baroim Shnayim, shechita is Baroim Shnayim. The Afresh Lokesh Sofa Baroim Shnayim. The Afresh Lokesh also says he needs Baroim Shnayim. Why? The Mishnah in Chulin says something very odd. The Mishnah says, it said that rove of any siman is if you shecht the whole siman. So then one is to go on to say, lo mashalinu rovecha v'ayimu shnayim v'behema. That by an oif, you have to shecht rove of one of these simanim, either trachea or esophagus, and that suffices. And by a behema, you have to shecht rove of both. We already know you have to do both. You could have seen, you could have said, v'ayif be'echad u'v'behema b'shnayim. That's all. And we already know from the Ruba Shalecha, come on, if you need rove. So the Gemara says, Nefisha Shanino, Evilo, it's really coming to tell us, there the Mishnah Chulin is telling, coming to tell us something about Shecht and Kotch, Anyam Kippur, which is, Nefisha Shanino, Evilo, was a Tomin and Kotcho, the Mishnah says, and our Mishnah that you bring in, and he's Kotcho, he calls it a Merach Acher, Shechita Al Yodo, and another person expands and completes the Shechita for him, the Kibala Sadam, and he's Mekabal Adam, Rizorko. And he's Zerik to them. Yochol Omerak, if you might think that if the Kohen number two had not expanded the slit in the throat, you hate Possel. I would think it's Possel. So the Gemara wants to tell me that that's why it's telling me that Mubo Shalechot Kamo and Roy Vechavogur Shnaim Behema, that even in a case where we're dealing in the base of English, it's also enough. So Gemara says, how can you think such a thing? Yochol or Merak, you hate Possel? You were telling me if the second client didn't come and do Merak, it's Possel? Then can't have the Avodah of Acha. Then we're coming out that the Avodah is being done by someone other than the client Godu on Yom Kippur. The Tanya, for the Avodah, so we can put in a Sherus on the boat. If anyone else other than the client Godu touches anything in the Mesa Migdash, it turns them an Avodah on Yom Kippur, the Avodah is Possel.
But what about the Zrika? That's not an Avodah?
The Kohen Gadol does it. He's the Makabal and he's the Zohar. That's what happens. He does the Shechita and then he grabs the Klisharis. And he Makabal the Dam. And all the other Kohen does is he expands the cup in the neck. We'll see why in a moment. So this can't be a Havamina. The Mishnah cannot be coming to tell me that without it would have been possible. Now, bro, a Hochika Amor. So it's meant like this. Yochel ate possum with the Rabbanon. I might think it's possum with the Rabbanon. Ho, chol atzmo, the damu tzorech. You might think something else. That, what's the whole point here? The whole point is, shechting an animal, you're not interested in collecting the dam. But when you shecht the korban, you have to collect the dam. So you might say, that ho, chol atzmo, the damu tzorech, he has to get the dam. Possible if you don't do it. So maybe the Rabbanon they were mechayev him to complete the shechita all the way because this is facilitating this collection of the dam. So you might say, since he is obligated to collect the dam on Yom Kippur, so Mamele has to complete the process of opening up the neck. That even on Yom Kippur, Shnayim Behema is fine. Another drop will end. There's no psalmah de rabbanon. You're not obligated at all to expand the thought. It's normally the mare. It's mitzvah the mare. It's a mitzvah to do the imera. So Rashi says, "V'kach shanino v'mishni yisera chodim chulim v'chodim kochim one by chulim and one by kochim." The gomer of shemun lokish the fushach to say the yuma to man law. The Shechidas Chulin, Shemamin or Karts of the Hocham or Ovstein. Mitzvah Lamarek, the Lahutzias Adam Yofas, that the dam should emerge properly. So if you have a small cut, the dam doesn't flow so well. So we want to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol to do the Kabbalah Sadam. So we see the second Kohen, while he runs to get the pick up the Klisharis and put it under the neck, the second Gadol, second Kohen expands the cut which takes place under these. In the area of the Shechita.
Excuse me. Why are we even discussing this? Why doesn't the Kohen just cut the whole thing b'chlal?
So why I think the reason is because they wanted him to run as fast as possible to start the Kabbalah Sadam. You know, we keep the ruts. If you'll see in the language of the word is ruts. The Kohen Gadol had a heavy day and he had a lot to do. So we tried to facilitate his going as quickly as possible.
Right, but the Rav has done plenty of Shechita, right? How much more would it have taken?
Whatever it is, even that little bit, In other words, that's how much they wanted to facilitate the Kohen Gadol moving along, that they were not mechayev to do more than that.